I've seen videos, and I've been in music videos too, where it's just like, all right, here's the location, and you know, they, I guess they make it work.
Yeah.
And the thing is, with the way I like us going into it, I like knowing, like one of my favorite things from Robert Greene, 48, I think it's the 50th law or the 48 laws of power, is knowing your environment. If you feel comfortable in the environment early on and get familiar with it, it won't be a shock to us.
Mm-hmm.
Prior, or if we come with some sort of idea of shots that we want to do, we'll be able to be effective in our shoots. Because I've also been in videos where my call time was 8 p.m. and I didn't leave until 4 a.m. So, and it was, and it's like, why was I, and I sat around a lot.
Yeah.
So like, why am I here?
Yeah.
So, and then that's why, like, having us having a shot list,
mm-hmm.
test shots, a previs, storyboards, that helps, like, as much as it sounds like it's a lot, it helps us for shoot day be able to get things done, you know, in 3-4 hours, because there is a thing called diminishing returns. So like, we don't want to be there for 6 hours and feel like, oh, 6 hours, and just be, you know, the energy and excitement's there, and then
it dies.
And then the return on investment of being creative becomes, you know, is more of a chore rather than exciting. Because I think that's one of the things that I saw is, as long as the return on this creative energy, this creative venture is much bigger than the input of work, we're always going to come back to it. So that's why people like doing the long rehearsals. Like, we'll rehearse, they'll rehearse for like 5 weeks for the 4 minute set. Just for that rush, because with that high of the event, the performance, everything else, the experience. Mm-hmm. So it's got to be the same for, especially for this.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And I felt I just felt like that was an insult to everything we do to prep us to win. So we're not set. So we're not standing around for 7 hours.
Yeah.
If anything, we're up and going for 3 hours.
Yeah.
And even then, that prep time in what they were doing, and even in rehearsals, because you can count for all the projects that we have, you can count the amount of rehearsals that we have on one hand.
Exactly.
Like, no questions asked. Yeah. You can look at the schedule. Like, you can look back at our emails, and you can look at how much time we actually spent like doing the dancing part, and it does not compare. It doesn't compare at all to the weeks or the 3 days a week of doing rehearsals and the product that comes. Yeah, and the product that comes after. I mean, granted, like, being on stage is completely different than being behind the camera, and you have there is a lot of flexibility that you do have.
Mm-hmm.
However, like, I mean, I don't think anyone's gonna argue with, you have this amount of rehearsals, and then this is your shoot day, and then you're done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wouldn't argue with that. Instead of 2 months, here's our rehearsals.
Yeah.
Oh, we're halfway through. We didn't finish this. We actually have to add some more.
Oh God.
Mm. Yeah.
So. Yeah, because it's funny, because I remember when we first doing this, like, for Shake It Off and the Donut Museum, Brandon and I talked, like, all right, we're just going to do quick rehearsals for these several videos, and it's become a staple.
Yeah.
And it's so efficient, because...
Well, you had to do that because of COVID.
It saves us money in regards to rentals and bookings and everything. If we were going to do this more like, let's rehearse every week, you know, that's where I may consider having everyone pay. But again, it goes very much against my belief of, like, if this is going to be a professional company, like, we're not paying for rehearsals. I have these thoughts of having us train weekly, because I feel like that's what makes us more succinct, or in terms of the dancing, unless there was like an intention of the rehearsal that day. I was like, oh, we're doing breaking training. Hell yeah. Oh, we're doing whacking training. Hell yeah. Like, there's training.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're not, but there's other rehearsals where I was like, we're rehearsing, but there's no show coming up. Why are we here?
Yeah.
So there's that. And then part of, like, the reason aside from saving money, like, the way it's formatted, Temper Tantrum, like, in terms of project based, it, for me, it, in theory, it keeps the novelty of the group.
Yeah.
Because I think in projects are a great example. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, we're going to perform for this one project. And then like when Temper Tantrum was a project, it was all fun because it's mm-hmm. there's an end to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when I, and then with teams, it's fun, but it kind of feels like it's ongoing until there's the end of the season.
Yeah.
With this, like we do kind of like have the 1 year contract with everyone. But it keeps the novelty of like, sometimes you won't see one person or the whole mm-hmm. team for a while because you're either busy with your life or you're choosing separate, certain projects that are just spread out every other month. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. Cause when I rehearsed with you guys and also like when I was on set with you guys for the Yummy video and also when we were doing the podcast and reaction videos, it was like everybody was so happy to see each other, like all the fucking time. It's just like you, because like I've been on, you know, like not like a dance team, but I've been like I'm mean, also a dance team, but it was for school. So like kind of the same way, like my dance team friends and like my cheer friends, like I'll see them for like this prolonged amount of time, and sometimes I'm just like, oh, it's you again. It's like, you know, the thrill of just seeing these people, like sometimes kind of wears off. Through time, I don't know, but like, yeah, like I just noticed that everyone was just like so happy to see each other, and I'm like, I like this. This is nice. People love each other here.
Yeah,
I think because I've been on both like a little Temper Tantrum, and I've been on like collegiate dance teams where mm-hmm. we do have weekly rehearsals, and I think I'm pretty thankful to say that I was happy at every rehearsal. Oh. Like, I was one of those like. There are always times where you're like, oh, that rehearsal, I don't know about the rehearsal, but not because of the dancing.
Yeah.
It was because of like certain things, like maybe didn't get done mm-hmm. and then like, or so like different things going on the outside affecting the inside, shit like that. But I'm thankfully dance has never been a place where I've dreaded to go.
Mm.
Mm.
And I'm very, very grateful because I would not go anywhere where it's like this is not a good vibe because I don't have room for that. No. Mm. Life is way too short for me to willingly put myself into something that's stupid.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, that's no, you're wasting your time. Like, why are you spending time doing this?